Yeah. No, but I have the translation of the verse.
Therefore, with one pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees.
Prema tome, svako treba neprestano i s potpuno usredsređenom pažnjom da sluša Boga, slavi ga, sjeća ga se i obožava tog svevišnjeg gospodina koji je zaštitnik Bhakta.
For what? If realization of the absolute truth is the ultimate aim of life, must be carried out by all means. In any one of the above mentioned castes and orders of life, the four processes, namely glorifying, hearing, remembering, worshipping, are general occupations. Without these principles of life, no one can exist. Activities of living being involve engagements in these four different principles of life. Especially in modern society, all activities are more or less dependent on hearing and glorifying. Any man from any social status becomes a well-known man in human society within a very short time. He is simply glorified truly or falsely in the daily newspapers. Sometimes political leaders of a particular party were also advertised by newspaper propaganda. By such a method of glorification, an insignificant man becomes an important man within no time. But such propaganda by false glorification of an unqualified person cannot bring about any good either for the particular man or for the society. There may be some temporary reactions to such propaganda, but there are no permanent effects. Therefore, such activities are a waste of time. The actual object of glorification is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has created everything manifest before us. We have broadly discussed the fact from the beginning of the Janmadyasya sloka of this Bhagavatam. The tendency to glorify others or hear others must be turned to the real object of glorification, the Supreme Being that will bring happiness.
Smisao. Ako je spoznaje apsolutne istine krajnji cilj života, mora se postići na bilo koji način. U svim gore spomenutim staležima i životnim redovima glavna zanimanja su ova četiri procesa, slavljenje i obožavanje nekoga, kao i slušanje i mišljenje o nekome. Bez tih principa života niko ne može postojati. Oni su sastavni dio djelatnosti živog bića. Naročito u suremnom društvu maltene sve djelatnosti zavise slušanja i slavljenja. Samo ako ga slave u dnevnim novinama, bilo to zasluženo ili nezasluženo, čovjek bilo kojeg društvenog položaja postaje poznat. Ponekad novinska propaganda promoviše političke vođe i određene partije i takvim slavljenjem beznačajan čovjek za tren oka postane veoma važan. No takva propaganda i tobožnje slavljenje nedostojne osobe ne donosi nikakvo dobro ni pojedincu niti društvu. Ona može izazvati privremene dobrobiti, ali trajne koristi nema. Stoga su takve djelatnosti puko traćenje vremena. Stvarni objekat slavljenja je svevišnji gospodin koji je stvorio sve ono što pred sobom vidimo. Tu činjenicu smo naširoko objašnjavali na početku Bhagavatama u vezi sa šlokom Janmadyasya. Sklonost ka slavljenju i slušanju drugih mora se usmjeriti ka onome koji je zaista slavan vrhovnom biću. Samo će nam to donijeti željeni rezultat.
The whole material world is based upon glorifying something.
Cijeli materijalni svijet se bazira na tome da nekoga slavimo.
Just like a modern society, based upon principally economic development for sense gratification.
Tako je materijalno društvo bazirano na principu ekonomskog društva i čulnog uživanja.
It's glorified how to get it. If you get a job that pays a lot of money, you're considered to be on the path to success.
Tu se slavi to ako imate dobar posao i dobijate dobar prihod, to znači na putu ste uspjeha.
Money sweeter than honey.
Novac je slađi od meda.
Yeah, the professionals. The professional soldier.
Professional soldier?
Yeah.
Profesionalni vojnik.
The thief.
Kralj lopov.
And the businessman.
I poslovni čovjek.
They all risk their very dear lives to get some money.
Oni svi posvećuju svoj život da dobiju novac.
Because with money you can buy some kind of sense gratification.
Zato što novce možemo dobiti, kupiti neku vrstu čunog uživanja.
And sense gratification is considered the goal of life in modern society.
I čuno uživanje se smatra ciljem života u modernom društvu.
If somehow or another you can gratify your senses, you're considered to be successful.
Ako na bilo koji način možete zadovoljiti svoja čula, smatrate se uspješnom osobom.
Therefore, there are so many varieties of restaurants.
Tako imamo jako puno različitih restorana.
So many varieties of wine.
Toliko vrsta vina.
So many different shopping centers with so many different types of dresses and clothes.
Toliko puno shopping centara sa jako puno različitih vrsta odjeće.
Everyone's interested in a nice house with a nice bed.
Svi su zainteresirani za neku lijepu kuću sa lijepim krevetom.
So somehow or another one can become expert at eating, sleeping, mating and defending.
I na ovaj način ako osoba može postati uspješna u jedanju, spavanju, branjenju i razmnožavanju,
then one is considered to be very advanced in modern society.
Ta osoba se smatra vrlo naprednom u modernom društvu.
And if you can control everyone else's eating, sleeping, mating, defending.
I ako može kontrolirati ostale u tom nastojanju, tim aktivnosti jedinja, spavanja, raznožavanja i branjenja.
Then you're considered to be almost like God.
I onda se smatrate gotovo potpuno, smatrate se Bogom.
The only difference is that people worship God.
Jedina razlika je što ljudi obožavaju Boga.
And apparently there's no result.
I u stvari navodno nema rezultata.
But if they worship you, then you can give them a donation.
Ali ako vas obožavaju, vi možete dati donaciju.
So it's better to worship you than to worship God. If you have money, then it's better to worship you than to worship God.
Tako ako imate novac, onda je bolje obožavati vas nego obožavati Boga.
Therefore, in modern society, the newspapers, the radio, the television, the educational system.
Tako moderno društvo, novine, radio, edukacioni sistem.
They're all glorifying making money and spending it for sense gratification.
Oni svi slave pravljenje novca i trošenje istog na čuno uživanje.
Shodavyadi shu rajendra shrinam shanti sahasra shaha. Apashitam atmatatvam griheshu grihamedina. That in the human society there are hundreds and thousands of topics.
U ljudskom društvu postoje stotine i hiljade različitih tema.
We don't find anyone inquiring, how should I prepare myself for death?
A ne vidimo nikoga da se raspituje na temu kako da se pripremim za smrt.
Because people don't believe that there is anything after death.
Zato što ljudi ne vjeruju da postoji išta poslije smrti.
Or there is any reason to prepare ourselves for death.
Ili da postoji bilo kakav razlog da se pripremamo za smrt.
They think whatever happens to death happens and we have no control over it.
Što god da se dogodi u vrijeme smrti, dogodit će se, mi nemamo, i onako nemamo kontrolu nad tim.
Or maybe because I belong to a certain religion I'm going to heaven, it doesn't matter what I do.
Ili ako pripadam određenoj religiji, ja bilo što da napravim, i onako i ovako idem u raj.
As long as I give my donation every week to the church, I'm sure to go to heaven.
Sve dok svakog tjedna dajem donaciju crkvi, ja sam siguran da idem u raj.
Everyone else may go to hell, but I'm going to heaven.
Svi mogu otići u pakao, a ja idem u raj.
So people have no idea what happens at the time of leaving this body.
Dakle, ljudi nemaju uopće predstavu o tome što se događa na kraju života pri napuštanju tijela.
Some people think they'll go and live in the clouds somewhere.
Neki ljudi misle ići su i živjeti negdje u oblacima.
Some people think they'll just merge in some kind of formless Brahman.
A neki misle stopit će se sa nekim bezličnim Brahmanom.
Others think that they're simply going to disappear, and that's it. End of the story.
Jednostavno ću nestati i to je to, kraj priče.
And most people, Krishna says, they have no idea whatsoever. They don't even think about it.
A mnogi ljudi nemaju pojma, ni o čemu, čak ni razmišljaju o tome.
They obviously don't think it's a very important topic.
Oni ni ne razmišljaju da je to veoma važna tema.
Because you can go to any university in the world, and there's no education about what happens at death.
Možete otići na bilo koji univerzitet na svijetu i tamo nećete naći razgovore na temu što se događa posle smrti.
What to speak of preparing oneself for the time of death?
A što da govorimo o tome da se osoba priprema za to vrijeme smrti?
They don't know that they're going to have another life.
Oni ne znaju da će imati naredni život.
Just like a young man, he goes to school because he wants to prepare himself to become an adult. Adult.
Kao što mladić odlazi u školu i priprema se za zrelo doba.
Drosli. Drosli.
Odrasli.
Yeah, it's
Russian.
Odrasli samo. That's right. So, to become an adult. So they're preparing themselves to become an adult.
Znači, pripremaju se da postaju odrasli ljudi.
And an adult, he's trying to prepare himself for retirement.
I odrastao čovjek se priprema za penziju.
So why shouldn't a person prepare himself for death? That's also one of the stages.
I zašto se osoba ne bi pripremala onda za smrt, kad je to jedna od narednih faza?
But they can't understand the simple truth that who is the person preparing himself to become an adult?
Ali oni ne razumiju jednu osnovnu istinu. Koja osoba koja se priprema za to da postaje odrastao čovjek?
Who is a person preparing himself to become a retired person?
I koja je ta osoba koja se priprema da postane umirovljenik?
So, eventually the body, we have to leave the body, so we should prepare ourselves for the next life.
I konačno moramo pustiti tijelo i trebali bismo se pripremiti za naredni život.
So Bhagavatam glorifies preparing ourselves to go back to the spiritual world.
I tako nas Bhagavatam slavi ideju da se pripremimo za odlazak u duhovni svijet.
And mostly modern society, they're preparing themselves to enter into the animal species.
A u modernom društvu uglavnom nas poučavaju o tome kako da uđemo u oblike životinjskog carstva.
Or prepare themselves to enter into another lifetime of hard work with a little bit of sense gratification.
Ili da uđemo neki ljudski oblik u narednom životu napornog rada i čunog uživanja.
Therefore it said that people are, what are they doing in Bhagavatam? It says, Nidraya Riyate Naktam. Nidra chatehira rajan, divya chatehira rajan, kutumba varnenava. Simply at night, during the day they're working hard and then spending it for different things, going shopping.
Ono što se Šrimad Bhagavatam kaže da ljudi rade u ovom modernom društvu, da se tokom dana jako naporno rade i noći provode u čunom uživanju.
So that they can decorate the house in such a way that eating and sleeping, mating, defending goes on very nicely.
I tako radeći, znači, zbrinjavaju situaciju, tako da kuća je jako lijepo urađena i mogu se odvijati te aktivno sjedenje, spavanje, razmnožavanje i branje.
But the problem is, Shukadev Goswami says, Deha patya kalatradishu, atma sanyeshva satsupi, Hesham pramato nidanam pashana pina pashati. They don't see that, no matter how nicely they decorate their house and have a nice family.
A Shukadev Goswami kaže, bez obzira na to kako lijepo urede svoju kuću,
neither their wife or children or all their paraphernalia protect them from death.
Niko od njihovih rođaka, niti djeca, niti žena ih neće zaštititi od smrti.
So what is the protection against death?
I šta je zaštita od smrti?
So here it says, in this verse, that tasmad ekena manasa bhagavan sattvatam bhuti shottavyam kirtitavyasya Martavya. What is this verse? Tadvat ekena manasa.
Bhagavan Shatavampati. Shatavya kirtitavya.
Puja.
Pujas.
Nitya. Pujas nitya.
Nitya.
Nitya. And the other verse says, Tasmade kena manasa. Bhagavan Satyam. Tasmade kena manasa. What is the other one?
Tasmade kena manasa.
This is one. Second canto, chapter one, text number five. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Satishvara Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyas Cha Smartavya Kirtitavaya. So therefore one should hear about, one should glorify, and one should remember the personality of God.
Tako bi osoba trebala se sjeća da slavi srčnu božansku osobu.
So this is a different conception.
To je različita koncepcija.
And a materialistic civilization is very hard to understand this.
I materijalnoj civilizaciji je jako teško za shvatiti.
They're not familiar with the existence of the soul.
Oni ne poznaju postojanje duše.
They know very little about the supreme soul.
I jako malo o postojanju vrhovne duše.
That the supreme soul can be present before us if we hear about him and glorify him and remembering him.
I da ta, naduša može biti prisutna pred nama ako je se sjećamo, slavimo je i slavimo je.
And by such hearing, chanting, glorification, we can come to the spiritual platform of awareness.
A sa tom, sa pjevanjem i slavljenjem možemo doći na razinu osvještavanja tog.
Where we understand who we actually are.
Da shvatimo to tko mi zapravo jesmo.
And we can experience the actual happiness we're searching for.
I da stvarno kušamo sreću za kojom tragamo.
Happiness which is unlimited and which goes on forever.
Sreća koja je neograničena i događa se vječno.
But because people are not educated in the science, therefore they don't take it very seriously.
A pošto ljudi nisu upućeni u ovu znanost, oni to ne uzimaju za ozbiljno.
And the so-called leaders are Andaya Tandira Pagiya Manaste Pisha Tandra Uru Dami Bhara. The so-called leaders of society, they're just as blind as everyone else.
A takozvani lideri ovog društva su slijepi poput ostali, kao i svi ostali.
Not only presently, but even when the Bhagavatam is written.
Ne samo trenutno, nego čak i u vrijeme kad je Bhagavata napisana.
That the hogs and dogs and camels and asses, they glorify the bigger hogs, dogs, camels and asses.
Kaže se da se svinje, psi, kamile i konji hvale i slave druge svinje, kamile, pse i konje.
Therefore, generally the devotees, they don't take much interest in the so-called news of the material world.
Tako se bhakte ne zanimaju previše za takozvane vijesti o ovom materijalnom svijetu.
Because they know it's little hogs and dogs glorifying big hogs and dogs.
Zato što one znaju da malo manji malo manje svinje i psi slave malo veće svinje i psa.
But they don't know Nityavidu Swarthi Kitimi Vishnu. They don't really know that the problems are all caused by people forgetting Krishna.
A svi problemi su uzrokovani time zaboravljanjem Krishna.
So their so-called solutions are just a waste of time.
A njihova takozvana solucija, rješenja su zapravo traćenje vremena.
Because they're all based upon somehow or another continuing on the process of sense gratification.
Jer je sve bazirano na tome da na ovaj način nastavimo sa procesom čulnog uživanja.
Some people are trying to get all the means so that only they can gratify their senses.
Neki ljudi pokušavaju da uključe sve, da prakticiraju sve načine samo da mogu zadovoljiti svoj čul.
The capitalists want to cheat all the workers so that only the capitalists can gratify their senses.
Znači kapitalisti žele da prevare radnike samo da oni mogu uživati, zadovoljavati svoja čula.
And the workers want to get all the money so that they can unlimitedly gratify their senses.
A radnici žele dobiti samo moguće novac da mogu beskreno zadovoljavati sva čula.
But the whole purpose is simply sense gratification.
Ali cilj svega toga je zapravo samo zadovoljavanje čula.
Ultimately, just culminating the same four principles of animal life.
I sve zapravo kulminira u četiri principa životinskog oblika života.
But actually, the real purpose is somehow or another control the senses and utilize them in Krishna's service.
I cilj zapravo svega je da angažiramo čula u svjesnost Krišne.
But for that, we have to believe that there's a Krishna.
Ali zato trebamo vjerovati da postoji Krishna.
And that there's such a thing as his service.
I da postoji nešto poput službe.
And that's in our interest to perform service to that person called Krishna.
I u našem interesu da radimo službu za tu osobu koja se zove Krishna.
So that's what the devotees are supposed to do. Glorify that knowledge of the fact that we're spiritual beings.
I to ono što bi bhakti trebali raditi, slaviti, znači to znanje da smo mi duhovna bića.
And that there is a supreme spiritual being.
I da postoji svevišnje biće.
And that there is such a thing as service to that supreme spiritual being.
I da postoji nešto poput predanog služenja prema tom uzvišenom.
And service to that supreme spiritual being doesn't mean that we have to simply break rocks for him.
Svevišnje božansko biće ne traži da mi razbijamo kamenje za njim.
That other one is a big industrialist.
I da budemo veliki industrialci.
Or a worker in the field.
I da radimo u polju.
A mother of the family.
Da osnivamo porodice.
Person living in the forest.
Da osoba živi u šumi.
They can all equally dedicate their works for Krishna.
Sve te osobe mogu podjednako predati raditi za Krishna.
They can all equally hear about Krishna and the philosophy of Krishna consciousness.
Svi podjednako mogu slušati filozofiju svjesnosti Krishna.
And therefore get an opportunity to revive their relation with Krishna.
I tako dobiti oživjeti svoju vezu sa Krishna.
That everyone has an opportunity to become Krishna conscious.
Svi imaju mogućnost da postanu svjesni Krishna.
Of course, those who are a little intelligent will take up that opportunity.
Naravno, oni koji su malo inteligentni će prihvatiti tu mogućnost.
That is if they are spiritually intelligent.
To znači da su duhovno inteligentni.
Not intelligent to how to cheat, how to make a lot of money by cheating others.
Ne inteligentni u smislu kako da naprave puno novca varanjem drugih.
That kind of perverted intelligence is what's considered very significant in modern society.
To je takozvana pervertna inteligencija koja se smatra značajnom u modernom društvu.
And the intelligence how to liberate oneself from the material world is considered insignificant. How to liberate oneself from material conceptions of life is considered to be a waste of time.
A znanost o tome kako da se oslobodimo materijalnog života se smatra u ovom društvu traćenjem vremena.
If you're a self-realized person, people say, "Oh, what do you do for a living?"
I ako ste samospoznata osoba, ljudi vas pitaju, pa šta radiš u životu, čime se baviš?
You tell them, "Well, I'm self-realized. I don't really have to do anything."
Kažete, pa ja sam samospoznata, nemam ništa zapravo raditi.
Then they'll call the police and arrest you for not doing anything.
Pozovu policajce i uhapse vas.
Parasite.
Parasite.
And you say, "Well, my occupation is to cheat people."
Moje zanimanje da varam druge.
I have a bank.
Imam banku.
And we print that money out of nothing.
I mi štampamo taj novac bez osnove, bez.
And we convince everyone it's worth something.
I mi uvjerimo sve druge da to vrijedi.
And that everyone should work for the money I printed up.
I svi trebaju raditi za taj novac koji sam ja osnovao.
And because I've become so expert at cheating people, therefore I become very wealthy.
I zato što sam postao ekspert u tome da u varanju drugih, onda postajem bogat.
Then everyone will get down on their knees and offer you obeisances.
Svi će pasti na koljena i odati vam poštovanje.
Asking for advice how they can learn how to cheat people too.
Pitati vas na savjet kako i oni isto to mogu napraviti, kako mogu varati ljude.
How can I create something that's worthless and convince everyone that it's worth a lot of money?
kako mogu proizvesti nešto što je beskorisno i uveriti druge da vrijedi jako puno novca.
Or worth a lot more than actually what it costs me.
Ili da vrijedi mnogo više nego što je meni to koštalo.
Paint some painting.
Slikati neke slike.
Just like we used to sell these Hong Kong paintings.
Nekad smo prodavali te Hong Kong slike.
So they're made from sponges.
Oni su napravljeni spužvama.
They take a sponge and they create, you know, different things from it, for like trees and the leaves.
Uzmu spužve i onda naprave razne stvari poput drveća, lišća.
So you tell people, you know, look at this painting, it's worth so much money, hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
I onda kažemo ljudima, vidite, ove slike vrijede hiljade, sad hiljade dolara.
Because it took them years to paint each one of these leaves.
Trebalo mi je godina da nacrtaju svaki od tih listova.
But it was just me, you put the paint in the sponge and the paint, you just hit it. You make all the leaves. But because people are, you know, they're cheated and they pay money because to be cheated. So in that way, modern society is going, people working hard to make so-called money, to spend it on things that are useless.
I tako se odvija moderno društvo, ljudi jako teško rade da bi onda zaradili nešto novca i da ga, i potrošili ga na beskorisne stvari.
And even if they aren't useless, but they're certainly not worth the effort that people put into them.
Pa čak i ako nisu skroz beskorisni, nisu vrijedni truda koji je uložen u njih.
And if these things didn't exist, there would be no loss.
I kad takve stvari ne bi postojale, ne bi bilo nikakve štete ili gubitka.
Previously, when these things didn't exist, it was fresh air.
Prije kad takve stvari nije bilo, imali smo svjež zrak.
Clean water.
Čistu vodu.
Fresh food.
Zdravu hranu. Svježu.
Peaceful life.
Miran život.
And then people had the opportunity to sit and to hear and chant about the Supreme Lord.
I tad su ljudi imali mogućnost da čuju i slave Svetog Gospodina.
But now everything is very complicated.
A sad je sve tako komplicirano.
And there's no clean water, there's no fresh air.
Nema čiste vode, ni zraka.
There's no fresh food.
Nema svježe hrane.
There's no peaceful life.
Nema mirnog života.
And people think they're advanced.
I ljudi misle su napredni.
They're advanced, but they're advanced in simply illusion.
Ono u čemu su napredni, to je jednostavno iluzija.
They're advanced in creating problems for themselves and others.
Napredni su u tome da kreiraju probleme za sebe i za druge.
But they are simply satisfied with the false prestige of thinking themselves to be advanced.
Ali su zadovoljni tim lažnim prestižom da misle da su napredni od drugih.
But actually, they're simply blind.
Ali stvari su samo slijepi.
Therefore, to help them, Srila Vyasadeva is given some knowledge in the Bhagavatam.
I da bi pomogao Srila Vyasadeva dao to znanje u Srimad Bhagavatam.
So people can understand what it means to actually become advanced.
Da bi ljudi shvatili što u stvari zapravo znači biti napredan.
And how they're going in the wrong direction presently.
I kako oni trenutno idu u pogrešnom pravcu.
And maybe some people at least will take this opportunity and be benefited.
I neki ljudi će uzeti ovu mogućnost da dobiju dobrobit od toga.
And then have the opportunity to revive their relationship with Krishna.
I kako i ta mogućnost će ponovo živjeti odnos sa Krishnom.
And make their existence actually successful.
I napraviti njihovo postojanje zapravo uspješnim.
I'll stop there. Thank you. Hvala. Here it must be, what's the word for Prashna?
Pitanya.
Pitanya here. Pitanya. Asyo Pitanya. Vapros. It's the other place in Bulgaria, it's Vapros. I guess that's also Russian.
Russian.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Šrimad Bhagavatam govori se da je, kaže, spoznaje krajnji cilj života.
In Šrimad Bhagavatam, you said that self-realization is the main goal of life? And it is said that we should succeed in this, in that.
Mene interesuje, možemo sve da uložimo, ali od čega ovisi krajnji rezultat?
So we can invest everything, and I'm interested in what is, you know, the final result, what does it depend on?
Because of Krishna.
Obviously Krishna.
He knows how sincere we are.
I on zna koliko smo iskreni.
We can talk about investing everything.
Mi možemo govoriti o tome da smo sve uložili.
But when it finally gets down to just investing everything, it's not so easy.
Ali kad stvarno govorimo o ulaganju svega, to nije tako lako.
Because we've already invested something.
Zato što smo mi nešto uložili.
But we haven't invested everything.
Ali nismo uložili sve.
Therefore Krishna says, tad buddhiyas tad atmanas tad nishtas tad parayanaha gajanyam buddha avritin jnana nirduta kalmashaha. For one's intelligence, faith, mind, and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of all misgivings through complete knowledge, thus proceeds straight on the path of self-realization. One's intelligence.
Kada Krishna kaže, kada nečija inteligencija,
faith,
vjera,
mind,
um,
and refuge,
utočište,
are all fixed in the Supreme.
Su svi ufiksirani u svevišnje.
Then one becomes cleansed of all misgivings.
I osoba se očisti od svih nepovoljnosti.
Through complete knowledge.
Kroz potpuno znanje.
And thus proceeds straight on the path to self-realization.
I napreduje na putu samospoznaje.
So, the question is, how much intelligence have we invested in Krishna consciousness?
I pitanje je koliko smo mi zapravo inteligencije angažirali u svjesnost Krishna.
How much have we completely understood the science of Krishna consciousness?
Koliko smo stvarno shvatili znanost svjesnost Krishna.
How much do we actually believe that I'm actually Krishna's eternal servant?
Koliko u stvari uistinu vjerujem da sam sluga Krishna.
That everything here belongs to him.
Da sve ovdje pripada njemu.
Everything is meant for his pleasure.
Da je sve namijenjeno njegovom zadovoljstvu.
That only by in that way can I actually benefit myself and others.
I samo na taj način da ja mogu imati dobrobit i za sebe i za druge.
How much am I constantly meditating on service to Krishna and taking shelter of him?
I kako ja, koliko ja uistinu stalno meditiram na služenje Krishne.
So that takes some practice.
I to zahtjeva praksa.
And Krishna reciprocates with us gradually.
I Krishna odgovara postupno na to.
As he sees that whatever sincerity we have to engage in these things.
I on vidi koliko iskrenosti mi imamo u svom angažiranju u tim stvarima.
And he helps us.
I ona pomaže.
But it takes some time to develop intelligence, faith, and surrender.
Ali treba vremena da bismo angažirali inteligenciju, vjeru i
predavanje. Yes. Zamolio bih za još jedno pitanje. U nedavno mi je Bhaktan Sagava držao lekciju i rekao je da osoba koja dolazi samo tu bez učešća neke službe dobija samo informaciju koja u principu ne može da ona legne u srce, da ne radi aktivnost, nije posvećena ovaj službi. Pa sam htio da samo i Maharaj da nam nešto o tome možda podrobnije ona kaže.
This Sunday we had a lecture, and the lecturer said, like, if we come for the lectures and we get the knowledge, but if you don't perform any kind of service, that stays just on the level on information, in that it doesn't go to the heart. So can you a little bit elaborate on that?
That information doesn't go to the heart.
It's just, if you get the information,
theoretical,
it stays like on the level of information.
We have to apply the knowledge.
Mi, znači, moramo primjenjivati to znanje.
So it's more than just doing something in devotional service.
To je znači više od toga da da radimo nešto od predanog služenja.
Doing what we're supposed to do.
Raditi ono što bismo trebali napraviti. Naša dužnost.
It's actually doing it in Krishna consciousness.
Ali to je znači raditi to u svjesnosti Krishna.
So we have to learn how to see things properly.
Moramo naučiti kako da vidimo stvari na ispravan način.
And accept things.
Da prihvatimo stvari.
We can see things properly and we may not be very happy about it.
Mi možemo vidjeti neke stvari, ali možemo ispravno, ali ne možemo biti sretni u vezi s tim.
We may look around and see Krishna is controlling everything.
Možemo pogledati i vidjeti kako sve Krishna kontrolira.
And may become very unhappy.
I postati jako nesretni zbog toga.
Why is he the only one controlling
us? Zašto je on jedini koji mora sve kontrolirati?
So we have to accept that Krishna is a controller.
Moramo prihvatiti da je Krishna kontrolor.
And then become happy he's the controller.
I postati sretni s tim u vezi da je on kontrolor.
And then accept the fact that we're supposed to be controlled by Krishna.
I prihvatiti činjenicu da mi trebamo biti kontrolirani od strane Krishne.
Be willing to act as his instrument.
Biti voljni da djelujemo kao njegovi instrumenti.
After understanding what he wants us to do.
Posle razumijevanja toga što on želi da mi napravimo.
So theoretically understanding or hearing that Krishna is controller is one thing.
Znači, teoretsko razumijevanje da je Krishna kontrolor je jedna stvar.
To understand how he's and to accept that he's controller.
Ali prihvatiti da je on kontrolor.
And therefore find out what he wants us to do.
I onda saznati što on želi od nas da mi napravimo.
And then do it to please him.
I onda to napraviti da ga zadovoljimo.
Then Krishna actually gives us realization.
I onda nam Krishna u stvari daje pravu spoznaju.
As much as we consistently and enthusiastically accept those two things.
Onoliko koliko mi sistematično i entuzijastično prihvatamo te stvari.
Then the Dami Buddhi Yogam Tam, Krishna will give us intelligence by which we can come to him.
I onda će nam Krishna dati inteligenciju koju možemo doći njemu.
Just by theoretically understanding that Krishna is God won't help us so much.
Samo teoretsko razumijevanje da je Krishna Bog neće nam baš previše pomoći.
We have to act as if Krishna is really God.
Moramo djelovati s tim znanjem da je Krishna Bog.
Not only externally, but also internally.
Ne samo izvanjski, nego i iznutra.
Anything else?
Jel tebi ja?
Maraš, govorili si na kampu da bi trebalo da dajemo čak 50% svojih prihoda za ekspandiranje svesnosti Krišne. Da sad to sad misli za tempel ili općenito u kući jer mi svi dajemo taj novac?
So saying at the camp that one should give 50% of his income, so do you actually mean to give it in the temple or just give it generally to Krishna because we all do it in the house?
To the sannyasis and brahmachars.
Sannyasi and brahmachars.
I mean, it should be given to the Sankirtan movement.
Treba to
for the preaching.
Dati za propovijedanje Sankirtan pokret.
Should all be utilized for Krishna.
Sve bi trebalo biti korišteno za Krishna.
Not that my house is, you know, it's my house.
Ne, moja kuća je moja kuća.
No, it's Krishna's house. Money should be utilized for Krishna's house.
Krishna kuća, znači trebalo bi biti iskorištena kao Krishna kuća.
But it's recommended to give 50% for the preaching.
Ali je se preporučio da se daje 50% za propovjedanje.
And if one can't give 50%, then at least give 49%. And then pay back the other 1% later.
Šta sam nadal sa razimovim s osobama koji pratiku duhovni život na takav način inicirani su imali svog duhovnog učitelja, a na primjer dođe kad hoće, ode kad hoće, na primjer, tako, kad hoće, tako, tako. Ne uzmijem, mislim, u pravom smislu riječi, u nekom ono je učešće.
So what has happened with persons who are initiated and they have spiritual masters, but they don't take so much involvement in the whole thing. They come when they want and they go when they want and they don't really take responsibility.
What happens to them?
Yeah.
They go to hell.
Okay.
Nothing very much. Nothing happens to them. They just wander here and there. Nothing much happens.
Yeah,
Giras were supposed to become serious.
I poanta ideja znači da smo trebali postati ozbiljni.
This conception that yes, I joined the Hare Krishna movement.
Ova koncepcija da ja sam pristupio Hare Krishna pokretu.
I find out Krishna is God.
Saznao sam da je Krishna Bog.
I'm his servant.
Ja sam njegov sluga.
Sounds alright.
Zvuči so dobro.
We don't take it too seriously.
Sve dotle dok to ne shvatamo preozbiljno.
So then I think, well, Krishna is God. That sounds alright. Yeah.
I ja mislim Krishna Bog, to zvuči dobro.
So whatever I really need, I can get from him.
I kad god ja to trebam, ja mogu dobiti od njega.
When I was a little child, my parents were God.
Kad sam bio dijete, malo dijete, moji roditelji su bili Bog.
And then I cried and they gave me what I needed.
I ja sam plakao i dobio ono što mi je trebalo.
No, I'm crying, my parents don't give me anything.
I sad ja plaćam, roditeljima ništa ne daju.
I have to find a different God to give me what I need.
Moram naći drugog nekog Boga da mi da zadovolji moje potrebe.
So they convinced me Krishna is God.
I tako oni su me zapravo uvjerili da je Krishna Bog.
So I cry to him, he gives me what I need.
I onda plačem njemu i on mi da.
So now he's giving me what I need. I don't need him.
I sad kad mi on da ono što ja trebam, ja njega i ne trebam.
So what will happen? You know, they got what they wanted, so that's what happened.
I dogodilo se to, oni su dobili ono što su trebali.
They heard, I'll take initiation, and all my sinful reactions I give to my spiritual master.
Čuli su, ako dobijem inicijaciju, sve moje grešne, posljedice moje grešne djelatnosti će otići mom duhovnom učitelju.
So it sounds like a good deal.
Uči kao dobar.
I chant 16 rounds for 6 months.
Mantra 16 krugova 6 mjeseci.
I kind of follow the four regular principles.
I na neki način slijedim regulativne principe.
And then we offer all our sinful reactions to our spiritual master.
I nudimo sve svoje grešne reakcije duhovnom učitelju.
And then after initiation, more or less, everything's all right.
I posle inicijacije sve u redu.
Now my real life will begin again.
I sada moj pravi život počinje.
So they don't know, you know, they have a very limited objective.
Imaju vrlo ograničen način viđenja.
Generally they want to eliminate their problems.
Generalno uklone neke probleme.
Or get a more comfortable material circumstance.
I dođu neku ugodniju materijalnu situaciju.
Or learn how to control others better.
Ili nauče kako bolje kontrolirati druge.
Or free themselves completely from material experience.
Ili se oslobode na neki način materijalnog iskustva.
But they're not really that interested in becoming Krishna conscious.
Ali zapravo ne dobiju dobrobit svjesnosti Krishne.
Therefore, it's annoying to go to the temple and hear about Krishna's goal all the time.
Zato što onda je zapravo njima uznemiravajuće da idu u hram i stalno slušaju to da je Krishna Bog.
Because it sounds like they're criticizing me.
Onda to im zvuči kao kritiziranje njih sami.
Therefore, people not sometimes. Oh, I mean, there may be other circumstances, like they have to work and they have so many other obligations.
Ali postoje druge okolnosti gdje ljudi moraju teško raditi, imaju druge obaveze.
But they have time to go to the movies.
Ali zato imaju vremena da idu u kino.
Time to watch television.
Da gledaju televiziju.
Time to talk nonsense with their friends.
Da pričaju gluposti sa prijateljima.
Time to read the newspaper.
Imaju vremena za čitanje
novina. Time to surf the internet.
Da vrijeme provode na internetu.
But there's no time for Krishna.
Ali nema vremena za Krishna.
Možeš pitati Maharaja da li postoji mogućnost da možda neki od tih iniciranih bhakta možda ne žele da dođu zato što nisu inspirisani?
Can you maybe leave the space for the thinking that some of those devotees who don't come to the temple don't come because they're not inspired?
Uh, zato što im se ne sviđa mnogo stvari o tipu odnosa i mnogi drugi stvari koje se možda dešavaju u nekoj instituciji koju na neki način niko ne provjerava šta se dešava tu i onda su ti bakte ostavljeni sami sebi na...
So they don't like many things which are going on in institution in relationships, so these devotees are left like on their own to find the way, you know.
Jer niko se neće pobrinuti za njih zato što
no
ako ne dođeš tu, nisi onaj ne prihvaćen si ili si odbačen, kao nisi više iskon, ali ako ne dolaziš zato što one stvari ne funkcionišu na neki način koji bi možda trebalo da funkcionišu, o tome se niko na neki način ne brine i niko ne pita zašto je to tako.
Okay, so they don't come they tell that you are out of ISKCON if you don't come, but if you they don't ask themselves that you don't come because you think that there are some things which don't function well.
A lot of things, the whole world doesn't function well.
Cijeli svijet ne funkcionira.
Just like you drowning in the middle of the ocean.
Ako se utopite usred oceana.
And a boat comes along to save you.
I dođe brod usred oceana da vas spasi.
You look at the boat.
I gledate u taj brod.
Say, oh, I'm not getting a boat, that boat is not painted very nicely.
Ne ulazim u taj brod, boga mi nije dobro obojen.
Look at the captain.
Pogledaj kapitana sam.
He has his hat on wrong.
Ima pogrešnu kapu.
The other sailors, they all look spaced out.
Sva ostala posada izgleda potpuno.
I'd rather drown in the ocean. Get aboard this boat.
I odustajem od tog broda, radije ću se utopiti u ocean.
No, there's only one boat available. Just get aboard.
Ali ako vam je samo jedan brod na raspolaganju, onda se ukrcajte.
And if you don't like the way it's painted, then paint it yourself after you're aboard.
Ali ako vam se ne sviđa kako je ofarban, onda ga sami ofarbajte onako kako vam se sviđa.
Don't worry so much about whether it's a painted boat or not. Just get aboard the boat.
Ali nemojte previše se baviti time kako je ofarban, nego se ukrcajte.
Otherwise, for all your dislike, you're just going to drown.
U suprotnom će nas to neslaganje sa svim nečim će učiniti to da se utopimo.
Može biti Maharaja, šta ako ti bakte imaju kongregacijsko skupljanje i pjevanje svetog imena kućama samo zato što jednostavno ne mogu na neki način da se izraze u instituciji na način koji bi htjeli. Oni su našli rezervnu opciju načina da se sastaju i da pjevaju sve to ime kući. Je li samo ISKCON Temple jedina opcija da da budeš on the board ili postoji i druga opcija?
So what if those devotees who are not on the board find the option of getting together, chanting together and following some things together? Is it ISKCON Temple the only option that you are being on the board?
Probably.
Najverovatnije.
I mean, sometimes, at least aboard Prabhupada's boat.
Sorry?
At least aboard the Prabhupada's boat.
Barem taj da je to šla Prabhupada, ukrcavanje šla Prabhupada brod.
There may be other boats.
Mogu postati neki drugi brodovi.
But most of them have very serious leaks in them.
Ali većina njih imaju veoma ozbiljno propuštene. Turine.
Overall, you may be on the boat.
Znači, tako može biti na brodu.
You may find yourself back in the water soon.
Ali se uskoro možeš naći sa to grlo vodu s vodom.
Not that ISKCON doesn't have it.
Nije baš da ni ISKCON brod nema nekoliko rupa.
But at least it's a bigger boat to begin with.
Ali za početak je veći brod da počne.
And somehow or another there's enough alliance to Prabhupada's teachings.
Na ovaj način ima više dostupa šla Prabhupadovim učenjem.
That you're much more likely to make it to the other shore.
I ima više mogućnosti da dosegne drugu obalu taj brod.
But I can say there may be some society where people are seriously engaged in hearing and chanting and spreading Krishna consciousness.
Ali mogu postati društvo u kojima su ljudi ozbiljno angažirani u slušanje i širenje svjesnosti Krišne.
But before Prabhupada came,
ali prije nego što je Šla Prabhupada došao,
where was that society?
Gdje je bilo to društvo?
Obviously, any society presently that's successful is successful only as much as it's taking shelter of Prabhupada.
Bilo koje društvo koje danas na neki način uspješno je uspješno zbog toga, zbog slijedjenja Šla Prabhupada.
To that extent they become connected with artists of succession. Otherwise, for the most part, most of the other institutions were just drying up due to lack of real connection with Krishna consciousness.
Ali sva ostala društva na neki način imaju nedostatak stvarnog povezivanja sa svjesnosti Krišne.
I think we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam. Jai. 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 Jai.